You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
This is The Startup. I'm Monique Leray, and this is The Startup with Monique Leray. Welcome back to my show. Happy Sunday to you. For a lot of you, it's an end of a long week. I look at Sundays at the very beginning. I know some people do as well. So happy beginning of the week for a lot of you other entrepreneurs. And today we're on the road again. You know, I'm always on the road. But, you know, it's a good time to do it. You know, it's a good time to manifest your dreams. And if anything I've learned in this pandemic moment, this pause, this global timeout, if you will, is to just go for it. Give yourself permission. Anything that you've ever dreamt of doing, not to sound cheesy, but just do it, right? Just go for it. So today I'm here. We're shooting a sizzle reel for a client. He's very talented and very interesting, and there'll be more details about that later. Right now, we're just going to shoot some footage, and I'm in beautiful Scottsdale, Arizona. So shout out to everybody in Phoenix and Scottsdale. It's a beautiful day here today, and we're about an hour ahead of LA. So I am calling in right on time. So I want to recap a couple things, and then I have a really special guest, someone that is really close to my heart, but, you know, I'm kind of biased because she's one of my friends, and so she's really talented as well, and she'll be right with us. But I wanted to just recap everything that we're doing with the pandemic film, the pandemic documentary, project documentary, which is the American version of our film, is in edit currently, and we're working to bring that to you this spring. It'll probably be late spring, early summer. But I want to take my time and do it right, like the song. And as far as the international version, the pandemic film, we are still traveling and shooting. The next stop is going to be Vancouver, Montreal, and then Toronto, March 22nd. And myself and my castmate, Christopher John, will be hitting the road to interview people up there. So if you know anyone with a pandemic story, essential worker, small business owner, survivor, someone with an opinion on the pandemic, we want to meet you up there in Canada. And we're socially distanced in between each trip with masks, and we're doing all the protocols. We get tested. You know, I get tested so much. I feel like a porn star. I mean, they get tested all the time, right? I don't know. It's a different kind of test, of course, but we are getting our nose swiped and our tongues scraped every other day on the road. So please rest assured that we're being safe. But if you guys have a story, capaquariusmedia@gmail.com. And we would love to hear from you. Or follow me on Instagram, Monique Leray Stinson, or on Facebook, Monique Leray, L-O-R-E. And I think we have Rosalind Cashmeyer. Hi, Rosalind!
Am I on mute or no?
No, you are all good. We can hear you. We can see you.
I had to mute myself because that was really funny what you just said.
You know what? I have moments of, fun times on this show. I tell people, you know, thank God it's a .com. There's some curse words that come out. There's some inappropriateness. But you know me for so long. I mean, I worked at MTV. What do people expect, you know?
Exactly. That's true. That's true. That's true. And that's why they love you, because you say it like it is. No filter.
Thank you. Oh, I love you.
No filter.
Filter? Well, you know what? Filter would need it, because we had a young lady on last week, and she was like 12 or 13, and I was so good with her. And speaking of that, Rosalind Cashmeyer is an author, a multi-serial author, an educator, and she's an actress, but she's so many more things than that. And she's one of my dearest friends. Welcome to the show, Rosalind!
Thank you. How is everyone? I hope everyone's having a great time out in the world, wherever, because this is all over the place. You are international.
Like, we're international, baby.
You're international, baby.
And for people who don't know, you know, Rosa and I, we fell in love as friends, you know, on a game show about a decade. So it's been like 15 years, right, Rose? How long has it been?
It was a long time. I was in my prime.
You still are, baby. You're a prime rib.
Yeah, it was about 15 years ago, yeah.
Wow, it was a long time.
I can even tell you the name of the show.
Okay, yeah, let's say it. They don't mind any free press.
Oh my God, this is hilarious. It was a reality TV show, and it was Who Wants to Date a Comedian? And I'm actually still friends with the comedian that I won on the show, which I was surprised because you should see the competition. They were like amazing.
Well, you're pretty amazing.
And so, Adam and I, we're still friends to this day and we laugh about it. It's hilarious. And he's still in LA, but we're still very good friends.
That's really great. You've gained a few good friends off that show. I mean, everybody was really cool to work with, and you know, it was really great to have you there. Uh-oh, it looks like we froze a little bit.
On my part?
Oh, well, we are both frozen, but we can hear, huh?
I see you moving. I see you moving and shaking.
Okay, well, let's just pretend that we're still going. Okay, guys, so
I still see you moving.
Okay, good. I don't. Everybody's from, but you know what? Let's keep the show going. We're professionals, kind of. Rosalind is also an author. Start with your first book, Rose, for those aspiring authors out there that really want to put something pen to pad and get something down. What drew you in?
Oh, okay. So just to give you a little bit about my background, I'm actually a special education teacher and I love writing, and I write for my students to see whatever they're going through or their needs. And so there's a big back in the day, I mean, about healthy eating. And some of my students, they didn't know like what eggplants were or like other vegetables. So I wanted to, you know, expose them to these great fruits and vegetables. And so I decided to write a healthy eating book, but it's not preaching. It's basically about moderation, because we all love junk food. It doesn't matter, but it's all about moderation. So you can still enjoy your favorite fruit, you know, your favorite candy, but it's about moderation. So it's a little boy who loves junk foods, and he goes to this meat town in Healthyville, and then he decides to go to, where would you go to? Where would you go to if you were a child?
In junkie town.
Exactly. So he goes to junkie town and he gets himself in trouble, and then he realizes that healthy foods and Healthyville is the best place to go, and he gets back in shape, and he realizes that, you know, fruits and vegetables are nature's candy. But he still likes his candy, but it's a
moderation. Oh, that's the title of your next book. That's really cool. I just kind of went on that journey with you in my mind. I wonder what Junkie Town
is. I think Teddy is too. I'm sorry. Can you hear him barking?
Hi, dog.
All right. It's the dog upstairs. He's playing and he wants to play. Teddy, come over here and say hi to your Auntie Monique. Come over here. Come here.
I can't see anyone because I'm frozen, but I can hear him.
Wait, you can't see, I can see you move.
Well, I'm just staring at where you were, and you know, it's all good. As long as the viewers can see us, I'm happy.
Can they say if they can see you? Like, can they chat with you?
Yeah, everything's good.
Okay.
So, yeah, well, I think we're good. So last time you were on, you were promoting Poncho.
Oh, yeah. So Poncho Power is about a super fan, but it's not about like he's a super fan of the Buffalo Bills, because that's where I live and I am a fan of the Buffalo Bills. But it's for all super fans, and it's based on a true story. I don't know if people who aren't familiar with Poncho Bill, his real name is Ezra Castro, and he was a diehard super fan, and he lived in Texas, and he was from Texas. Nobody lived in Buffalo. His brothers all were like diehard Cowboy fans, Bronco fans, and he was the only one that loved the Bills, because when he was 8 years old, he fell in love with the colors. And it's about his story, but as a child, about how he fell in love with the Bills and became a super fan. But unfortunately, he has a challenge, and as an adult, he ended up passing away of cancer. So I kind of bring it down to a level where children can understand and not give up. And it's about not giving up and following your dreams and keeping your spirit alive.
And you always draw from that. You always are so good about drawing from like real life experiences. What advice would you give that aspiring first-time writer that does not know where to start, how they can draw from this moment in time in our history?
Can I just tell you, it's a lot of creativity. I mean, honestly, when in your dreams, I had to, like, I'll use Steven, who did it.
Spielberg?
Oh. Who did it? Spielberg? Who did the scary movies? My mind, I just had a brain fart.
Oh, okay. Well, we're live on LA Talk. Shout out.
So wait a second. I'm trying to think of his name. Oh, my heavens.
Okay. Oh. Is he a director?
He's a writer, and he did all the scary movies. It's Stephen King. Thank you, my friend.
I was just about to say, Stephen King.
Thank you. So Stephen King would go to, he would have these dreams, and then he would wake up, and he would write down what he was dreaming. And a lot of my, I just daydream, or it just comes to me. I don't know. I'll just say, oh my God, I have an idea, and I have to just go with it. Because if I don't go with it, even though I might write it down and it makes complete craziness, that the grammar's all crazy, but the idea is there, and then you can expand on that. So the best thing that I tell people is just write it down, and then you can work off of that. Just get your thoughts on paper. Don't care about, a lot of people are like, oh, I gotta, they're very, grammar, punctuation. But I just say, just let it flow. Just let it go. And then you can worry about it later. And then if you have what I just had, a brain fart, you can always come back to it and, go through the details and really edit. But I just wanted to touch base, because when I talked to you last time, I didn't have my 2020 book, and I want to show you the 2020 book. Hold on. Let me show you this. It's so beautiful.
I can't wait to actually be able to see you.
But you look so nice.
The viewers can see it. Guys, what do you guys think of Rosen's book here in a moment?
Okay, so this is my latest book, and it's called 2020, A Year of Hope and Change. And I actually co-authored this with Patrick Hall.
And it's congratulations.
Yeah. So he's, I wanted to do a poetry book for children. And I just wanted to show you some of this illustrations and stuff. Really beautiful. It's hardcover. You can get it on Barnes & Noble website. You can get it on Walmart now. Distribution online. It's 2020, A Year of Hope and Change. It's did I wake up from a bad dream? The year is 2020. I click here to see my classes on the screen. Principal Mom says, after class, we'll do chores and clean. I see because it's March 17th. My friends are wearing green. The class, they've all logged in, Johnny, Holly, and Sue. There's Michael, Nick, Clark, and Nadine, and the Johnson sisters, too. So, and then I'll tell you a little bit more about this too. Science, math, history, and maybe ELA. So much to do, so much to learn. What shall we do today? Mrs. Campbell is so fun. This is me when I was teaching virtually. I would wear different hats. This is always such a hoot. Why we play virtual Kahoot. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I missed. Mrs. Campbell's so fun. She always such a hoot. She dresses up in funny hats while we play virtual Kahoot. And I do play this with my students. So this is 100% accurate. It's phys ed time with Mr. Mack. He keeps us strong and fit. He wants to do our very best as long as we don't quit. Isn't the illustrations absolutely beautiful? Wait till I tell you who wrote this. Illustrated it. No place to play. That's okay. I worship from afar. The God I know, the one I trust, hears us where we are. And then this is my favorite page, and then I'll stop reading. There's one more page I really love. We walk the dog, my mom and I, any time of day. As neighbors pass by, they still say hi, although 6 feet away. So it's all positive. Where's my favorite? Hold on. Oh, I'll skip it. This is my favorite. With this mask, I am safe, girl. COVID-19 can't get me. I will be healthy and stay strong forever, virus free. So it's really beautiful illustrations. There's more poems. I just didn't want to keep reading to you guys if you don't want to hear. Oh, as a parent of grade school kids, I can say you go, oh, thank you. Yeah, no, this is really, this actually, the illustrations, this is actually a really cool story. So we did this book completely virtually. We have pictures like on Zoom, and it was a 17-year-old high school senior, and she was going to art. She applied to go to art school, and she was my friend Patrick's friend's daughter, and she really wanted to do this. So now she is an illustrator, and she did the illustrations in high school in our senior year.
You just got a senior onto a Walmart and Barnes & Noble platform for her first illustration. I mean, that's huge.
Isn't that amazing? I'll show you Kaya. She's such a cutie pie. She lives in Canada. Like, this was all – so an illustrator
– wow.
This is little
internationally
Kaya.
Internationally illustrated virtually.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And look,
I'll read the ending because I think this is actually really beautiful.
Go for it. No, go for
when
it.
The calendar turned and the year now said 2020, not Holly nor Timmy could know the world could change plenty. But things always change and new can be fun. They can still laugh hearty and go for a run. And all that they had to continue to be is more than a story than you read to me or I read to you when things start to seem gray. Just think of young Timmy and yell out, hooray!
Hooray!
Hooray! It's really cute. It's all
cute.
About positivity, even though this year has been changed our world upside down. But, you know, these kids, you know, even like the birthdays, like, you know, we put in the story, like Timmy has a birthday party. So they honk and they do a birthday parade and they all honk and say hi. And I mean, so it's everything what kids are going, but flipping it on a positive side instead of all the negativity.
And you know what? I'm glad that you capitalized on this moment to do something, because forever in the history of the world, your book will always be there in some form. And this young lady was able to illustrate. So the way that you've shifted things virtually to do this, and you put this out in record time. I mean, you did this in a couple months, Rose, I feel like. How long did it take you to start to finish with this book?
Oh, my gosh. Start to finish, we started in April, May. We started in May, and then we had it out. We just needed the printing part, but we had it done officially in the summertime. But
yeah,
just waiting for it. She really like nailed the illustrations. Like, this kid was amazing. Like, I couldn't believe it. And I love the style because it was very like, I just loved it. This is what we wanted. We wanted something that embraces everyone and what everyone's going through. So,
well, we're excited to hear more about it. You just sent me a link yesterday, which was so timely. Let's get into it. What have you got going on in the world of acting?
Oh, this is amazing. Da, 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 da. So I am now part of a series it's on Amazon Prime and it's free. So everyone, wow, you can watch this for free. And we want to get a fan base. It's called, okay, so there's a story, we're the prequel, the sequel, but there is a story, it's called Diary of a Lunatic, and it's called Truth Calling, and that's the movie. I'm not in the movie, but you'll kind of understand what's going on once you see the Diary of a Lunatic, Silky's Tales. And it's about parallel universe and alter egos. It's very fantasy. The storyline is awesome. It's really cool. We want to get a great fan base because we want to continue and really get a big budget and really dive into it. Because if you just watch the storyline, it's very different and it's super cool. Like I said, like if we had a big budget, you could do so much more. But everyone did a great job, and it's free on Amazon Prime if you have Prime. And it's called Diary of a Lunatic, Silky's Tale. And it's fantasy. Oh. If you like alter, like different universes and parallel worlds.
We need it. We need it. We need to go away and have fantasy right now. Everybody.
Well, that's what it is. And it was like, it's really a cute story. It's very cute. And it's about like good and bad. And it's good.
I think I'm going to watch it on the plane coming back. because I got a flight tomorrow. So I think I'm going to check it out and get back with you. You guys, follow Rosalind Kaschmeyer. Why don't you give everybody your handle so they can find it? And then you're going to put the link to your show here on the show, right? We're going to put the link up.
Can I write on this? Does everyone see the chat? Or is it...
Yeah, when we're done, we can put a link up. For sure.
Oh, okay. So, let's do that then. Whatever you want to do. But can I type on this thing? And then
at the end, yeah, we'll put it up together. But right now, okay. Tell everybody where they can find you on social media.
Okay, so my name. Super simple. You know how like you go and you're like, wait, who's this person? I don't even know. And then it's like your friend, but it's like some other random name. And you're like, I don't know.
Get your handle out, Rose, because people don't know.
It's Rosalind Kaschmeyer, just RoselynKaschmeyre. And you can find my books on my website as well as RosalindKaschmeyer.com. The only
H. It's got an H in her name, guys. I had to learn that 5 years into being her friend.
So. It's Kaschmeyre. The only book that you can't get on my website personally would be the 2020. But you can get all my books on my website, and I can sign them for you. But like the only one that you can't get is this one.
We need to do that. And we've got to get some books where I was doing something with Cost LA, and it was, by the way, everyone, shout out to all the sponsors that help with Cost LA. They total raised over $200,000. So thank you, everybody, for all your contributions. I want to get Supergirl, maybe some more bookmarks or something for the next event.
I have to do that. I got to get some more.
Yeah, anyway, I just want to tell you, author of Supergirl.
You look absolutely beautiful. You look great. So
my dear, you always do.
I'm all tasty.
What'd you say? And shout out to Buffalo. I love Buffalo. There's so much talent in your town. I want to get a rental property there, and I told you I would go skiing with you this year. It didn't happen. I've just been spread a little thin. But
and people don't realize Buffalo has a lot of arts. Like people,
so good.
We have so much talent, and there's a studio now being built on Niagara Street, like a big studio. And Paramount right now is in Buffalo getting ready to do a movie.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're all over, I know you're all over that set getting the
crafty, yeah. But... Well, they weren't looking. They didn't have any auditions. I was looking to see if I could audition, but I know they have.
Put your Supergirl cape on and walk around that bit. Is it Halloween yet? Okay.
Well, I think it's a scary movie. I have a feeling. I don't know. They were casting, so for back.
Sign me up for the scary movie. I don't mind if I get murdered first. I love it. Well, thank you so much for everything. We've got about 10 more minutes. Do you have 10 more minutes we want to spend with you?
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I can talk more. I just didn't know like what you have.
Well, I was going to tell you now, we've got so much to cover actually, because there's a lot going on with online platforms. And I've been preaching this to people, especially people with brick and mortar, right? So they are moving online, and people who have kind of been begrudgingly embracing it. I just launched something called the Followship, where we help people who are mostly brick and mortar, who have been shut down pandemic, create an income stream online. So we want to really foster them. But I want to bring something to your attention, and this is another facet of that business, and that's the influencers. So you see like a lot of these young people that are really catching up a lot of Followship fast. And I saw a young lady, and I spoke about it 2 weeks ago, and it really pulled on my heartstrings. She had just turned 18. She lived in New Orleans, Rose. And she had started, she was sitting on the floor, and she had all these packages. And she's like, in the caption, it said, every time I fill an order, another one comes in. She had just got 1 million followers on TikTok. She had a beauty line.
Wow.
And she got overwhelmed, and she hung herself in the closet. And it touched on my heart, because I think like people like yourself who work with, you know, all types, and you're an educator. What can we offer some of these influencers, these young people that are navigating the online space? What has been some things that has helped you in the past not get overwhelmed?
Well, I mean, I don't have 1 million followers.
But you have to, but you keep on top of it. I mean, I've got 10
Instagrams. I try. I can say, I mean, they're social. I mean, I'm just saying, like, for my students, I know, like, the social aspect and, you know, people can be mean and sometimes people just want to throw stuff at someone. I mean, if they're influenced, you know, and write, like, a nasty comment just to get a reaction. So I don't know if that was, like, what was going on with this young girl and she just couldn't handle the situation, or was it just...
Yeah, we don't know. I think there's a boyfriend element. We don't know. It's all speculation, you know?
Yeah, but I feel like it's very, very easy to, I mean, I just don't pay attention to it, because if you do, then you're going to drive yourself crazy.
Absolutely.
But
where's Teddy at? He's barking.
He's barking. As I always tell my students, haters are going to hate. And you can't make, you know, everyone is entitled, but I mean, I look at it like this. When someone's like, oh, I get sad, and I'm like, listen, do they go home with you at night? No. Do they live with you? No. I said, you know, once you finish school, you're probably never going to see these people again. And they're like, yeah. I'm like, people are going to talk because they don't have nothing to do. And just stay away from that negativity and don't even pay attention to it. Like, just stay away from that. I'm like, and you don't need that. And then like with girls, you know, like a lot of teenagers, they're like, oh, she's my friend. But then she's like, but she talks about me. Well, you know what? If she's talking about you and that other girl that she's friends with, you don't need to have that girl as your friend.
Just it's basics from school that you can apply even in your adult years as well.
Right. Like, why hang out with negativity? Like, why surround yourself instead of surrounding yourself with people that are positive and, you know, spiritual or whatever, like, just a good soul. Like, who wants to feel bad about themselves when you're hanging out with your friends?
No, all great points. And I think, too, you know, when you do get to the level where people are talking about you, that's a positive thing, because they're taking their energy and time they can't get back, and they're focusing, they're shining on you. So do something noteworthy. Do something to get that they're going to need to talk about, you know, something positive. And like you said, foster ideas and keep pushing things forward. But yeah, I think we're going to really launch something on that platform to help, like, young influencers and people, baby boomers too. People feel a little misguided or overwhelmed. But social media and the platform that we have on the internet now, you can really do some wonderful things for your brand. So getting some balance there is what we all want, right? We want to make some money, but still enjoy ourselves. You know?
Exactly. That's exactly.
All right. Well, you guys, if you haven't followed Rosalind Cashmeyer yet, you are missing out. So find her on all the social handles on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Are you on Clubhouse? I've heard of Clubhouse.
I heard of Clubhouse, but I'm not familiar. It's already hard for me just to do Instagram and Facebook. I mean, I don't even know how to do. And like the TikTok thing. Now the TikTok thing is
popular. TikTok's fun. It's a weird place, though. It's a weird universe, but it's
a lot of energy. And I'm like, I can't spend my energy doing this and then not spending my energy on creating and writing. Like, I can't do little videos. I would love to do little videos, but I would rather
Teddy's
write.
Barking. Teddy's in the background wanting to get into a video. are you on LinkedIn? What do you like about? Do you like?
No, I am. I'm on LinkedIn. Yeah, I'm on LinkedIn. But I know that TikTok is really, really big with my students. They all love it.
It's a wild place, man. It's a fun place. I bet you can come up with some kind of book idea in TikTok world, because it's a nutty place.
I don't know. I get on there. I had to delete the app, though, because it was consuming my time watching the videos. And I'm like sitting there watching the videos, and I'm like, this is fabulous. This is so funny. This is great. And I'm like, I'm not getting anything done. I had to get rid of it.
You are an executor. Listen, if anybody I know that gets things done and jumps on a plane, and I'm like, where are you at? She's like, I'm here. You and I, we run hard, but you know how to execute some things. So I find that, I don't believe that story that you could. That you
oh my God.
Well, so I want to talk about next year. What do you forecast for, you know, the the book and the gaming industry and the and acting and, like, you know, the conventions? Because I know you really like to do, like, the Comic Cons, and you're really active in that community. Do you think that things will be a little bit back to normal and where people can conventions again?
And regardless if they're vaccinated or not, you can just do rapid testing. Because when I went to the NFL game for the Bills, they started letting the fans in for the playoffs. So they just did the quick rapid test so you can see if you can go in, which is fine because not everyone's comfortable getting vaccines. And I totally agree. I mean, everyone's entitled to their own opinion, but I think, you know, people do the rapid testing. I mean, it's good. I think things are going to open up. I really do.
Well, this year you were live and center at the Super Bowl. You got to dip your toe into opening back up and being around people. How was that, by the way?
Oh, it was great. And you know what? Everyone, you know, Florida, they say, oh, Florida's, you know, people were wearing masks inside. I felt safe. Like, people were wearing masks when you were inside different places. I had a ball. I had a blast.
You had a good time?
I did.
Oh, I love it. Oh, my gosh.
I love being in the sun. Who doesn't want to be in the sun compared to...
I mean, you've been dealing with snow. By the way, you guys, if you have not been to Buffalo, New York, go and visit Buffalo, New York. Put some money into that economy. It's a beautiful, charming town. You will fall in love with it. Once Rose invited me up last year, I fell in love with it, and I'm definitely going to buy property there and, you know, rent it out because I think it is so charming. And like she mentioned, and I agree, there's so much untapped talent and so many people that are willing to just to do the work. And you can get to New York City in about an hour and a half on a plane, or you can take the train like I did and take 8 hours or however long that took, right, and see this big view. But, you know, Buffalo is I think it's like a really special place. I don't know why. Maybe you were there and it made it better.
Bro. Oh, Teddy loves his auntie Monique. But definitely have everyone, please check out Diary of a Lunatic. Just check out the storyline. I really think it's cool. Like I said, it was on a lower budget, but if we get a bigger budget, can you imagine what we can really do with that series with a different world?
Yeah, and maybe we'll make it the next Twilight, because I got to tell you, in full disclosure, I was a Twilight. What do they call it?
Me too.
Oh, I love me some Twilight, y'all. So let's make this Diary of a Lunatic the next Twilight. We're going to get you fans, and maybe there's someone out there that has the money they want to throw at this project. So Rose is going to put it in the link when we're done with the show. Click on that. Follow her on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and not TikTok, not yet, anyway. And I just got to work on Clubhouse, too. I mean, let's just go for 10. I mean, I think we're at 6
can
now.
Can you just tell me what Clubhouse is so I know? Is this really cool?
I don't know what the hell it is, but I got an invite, so I'm going.
You did? Send me an invite.
Okay, but I didn't even cash my invite in yet. The minute I get in, I guess I'll give you what I got.
But what is it?
I don't know. They're going to take fingers and toes over there. I don't know what they're doing, but we're going to find out.
Well, when you find out, you let me know, because I have no idea. But I've been hearing about Clubhouse, and I'm confused what it is. Maybe the viewers might know. Does anybody know what Clubhouse is?
Yeah, it's a new spot. It's the new spot to be at. But it reminds me of that was Townhouse.
I wonder if it's more for older people. I mean, not saying that we're old, but I'm just saying maybe it's more, you know, TikTok's for teenagers. Maybe Clubhouse is more for, like, you know, 30s.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think
Black Planet. Do you remember Black Planet?
No.
Maybe it's like Black Planet. Or maybe it's like MySpace.
MySpace. I remember MySpace. Did you
remember? I'm still trying to find it. I want to get in there so I can get all my old photos back.
How about Friendster?
Friendster. That's awesome. Maybe we should start one. What would we do? This is the startup, you know.
I do, like, you could just do, I know, let's think. Because, I mean, I think Facebook, well, I mean, I think that we could do one.
I mean,
Facebook,
we've got a lot going on. We're busy
ladies.
We have
a lot going on right now.
We're busy ladies. Okay, so what do you think, Rose, How do you write your book fast? Because I'm speaking into the phone and it types for me an email. So what I do is when I get a chapter idea or like a page, I just talk into the phone and get that idea out. Like you said, even if there's grammatical errors or
that's great, Monique. No, I usually have to write it down.
Oh, you like the
process. That's a you have great a idea. Pen
and you have like a feather pen and you dip it in the ink, or what do you do?
I wish. No, I just usually just write it all, either scribble or I start type. It depends on if I'm near my computer or so, when I was on the plane. I actually started writing another story, which is super cute. And I'm trying to make it like Goonies / Stranger Things, because I like both of those series and I love Goonies. That. So it's like Goonies / and it's going to be for like junior high. It's catered. Yes. Most of my books are for younger kids. And this is going to be my first chapter book for like junior high, but it's super cool. I just got to finish it. I only got like eight pages. That's it.
I'm going to finish it this week. I feel it. You know what would be really a cool collab?
It's a chapter book, so it needs to be at least 100 pages.
Oh, right. I call that like a toilet read, where you just have it in for like your coffee table or your bathroom, but it's like real thin.
Yeah, I'm going to do bigger fonts and just picture, like I said, just think of Goonies / Stranger Things. I'm going to something like that. You'll see.
You know what would be really badass? It's like if we could get your stories, even though you did say that you have a certain demographic, if you did it more like if you just did one adult one with the feeling of, you know, the Goonies, like the adult feeling to it, the childhood feeling for adults, you know what would be really great is if Tyler Perry picked up one of your projects, because that's a whole nother like angle and synergy. Be fun.
Listen, you can make any of these books actually a movie. Well, my Mage Magnus, that would be amazing. Yeah. The Misadventures
tell us about, tell us about Mage Magnus. We got a couple minutes left.
Should I go grab them? They're right there.
Stay in the frame. Okay.
I'll not really quick.
Hey, guys. This is LA Talk Radio. This is The Startup with Monique LeRae. We got Rosalind Casper. She's going to grab a book and show you guys.
We're coming back.
We've got dogs. We've got books.
This is Mage Magnus would be an awesome, awesome series. I know the Misadventures of Mage Magnus, and it's about a little boy. It's not like Harry Potter. It's a little boy who is actually parents are wizards, and he has challenges. He makes mistakes, but it's not on purpose, and. It's really a cute, like, this is about not giving up, and then this is an anti-bullying book, and then I just grabbed The Adventures of Jasper just to show too, the Road to Healthyville.
Can people get all these on your website? Everything?
They're all on my website. Yeah,
I think these are right in time for Easter baskets or Passover gifts or Mother's Day or whatever the heck's come up next. They're great for that, you know, that special kid in your life or someone creative. I'm excited to see where you're going to next, Rose. Thank you so much.
Wait till you see this. I'm just working on it, but it's really a cute story.
Thank you so much for being on the show today and working with the traveling show I've got going. I really miss you and I cannot wait to see you again.
I love seeing your pictures and you're all over the place. So you keep doing it.
Well, thank you. And by the way, everybody, if you haven't seen the Pandemic Project documentary trailer, Miss Rosalind here is in the supersized trailer. So go on YouTube and type in the Pandemic Project documentary and you'll see all these beautiful people that we were able to meet last year around the US. And Rose shared her story and we will, her in the full documentary, the 90 minutes of the whole film here soon.
And I just want to say thank you to all your listeners for being with us, and thank you.
Absolutely. All right, Rose, you're going to make sure when you hang up to put that link in the thread there on LA Talk Radio under my show, and I'll show you how to do it. We'll see you soon, Rose. I've got 10 minutes left in the show, and I want to talk to everybody about some things. So you'll come back with the director of the film, right? You'll be back?
Yeah, I would love to come back on and have. Actually, I was thinking you should even interview Anthony Pacciola because he's a union guy and he works all in movies. And he's actually working on the Paramount picture right now. So you could even talk to him about Insights Group Scoop, about like what everything's going on.
Well, done.
Yeah.
That's a done deal. Done.
Just yeah.
Put that in the book.
Don't talk your ear off.
Well, we have a whole hour on this show. We need that. Thank you all your helpful tips and congratulations on your new project and all your success on your book.
Thank you. Diary of a Lunatic, Silky's Tail.
Bye, Teddy. You're a good dog.
All right, you guys. Okay, you want me to hang up now, leave studio? Is that what I do?
All right, guys. Yep, that's Rosalind Cashmeyer, and she is author, an educator, and an actress. Follow her on Instagram, Twitter, and everything, Facebook, and I guess we're going to work on Club Yard and her TikTok as well. And so she's a really great friend and super talented. But yeah, if you guys are ever in the Buffalo area, visit, you know, those small theaters once they open up safely, and the shops there are very charming, and you're helping a lot of creative types out there like myself. All right. So I wanted to go over a couple things with you guys, and let's just go down the line because we've got a lot of things coming up. April the 23rd is Oscars week. And so we're doing a celebrity lounge, socially distanced with the mask. It's looking really good. And we're actually excited that that's going to happen. We've got most of the brands in place, but if you are a startup brand and you have product and you want it to get in the hands of some influencers, actors, and press and media, why don't you email me and let's make that happen. We're doing our swag bags again, and we'd love to put your name and or logo on the front of that bag and include some of the items from your storage, whatever you guys have there. If you make soap, if you do skincare, lipstick, you know, whatever you do, we would like to find out more about the product and see if it's a fit for us. I have a lot of other cool things coming up that you'll see as we post, but let me give you all my my social media hashtags. So on Instagram, it's at Monique Lorray Stinson, at Cap Aquarius Media, that's CAP Aquarius Media, so it's Capricorn and Aquarius, Cap Aquarius Media, or at the Startup with Monique Lorray, L-O-R-E, as well as Latchkey Kid Films. So we've got wine, and we've got coffee, we've got TV, we've got radio, we've got brands and films, and we've got a lot of stuff going, but it's all cohesive, and it all makes sense once you kind of dive in. But follow my personal page, and you can see what we've got next. But again, on the 22nd, myself and my colleague Christopher John will be on the road, Vancouver, Montreal, and Toronto. And we would love to hear your pandemic stories, stories of survival, stories of loss, stories of perseverance and entrepreneurship. We're highlighting the humans here. We're highlighting how you guys are doing, and we're leaving all of the other stuff to the other people. I'm not interested in highlighting politics. I don't think this is a political issue. I think this is a humanitarian event, a human event. And I think that we should be highlighting what we're doing and how we're handling with one another. So please email us. We'd love to hear your story. Send a picture too, a little paragraph about who you are, what you're doing. Essential workers, we can never get enough of you. Thank you. And a shout out to everyone that's really helped out. We're going to be giving away... we're going to be giving away a little package to a first responder, essential worker. We had a donation on our New Year's Eve. We did the trailer event. Some people were able to view it on Roku and some were not. We, you know, like anything, you try something new and there's going to be glitches. But we were able to, we got a donation. Small donation, but I did not forget, and thank you very much. You know who you are, who sent it. We want to take that money, and we want to give you something really nice. So we're going to put together a little care package for an essential worker. So why don't you guys tag in the feed, or even tag me on Instagram on at the Startup with Monique Lorray page, okay, on Instagram. Tag an essential worker or a first responder Who deserves a nice care package? Okay, something really nice. We're just gonna put all kinds of beautiful products and gifts, and just, it's nice to get a package. I think that's why Amazon does so well. It's good to get a package at your door, and just feel like, you know, some connectiveness, and just feel like someone cares. And so we want to take the funds that were donated and give that to an essential worker or first responder. So go ahead and tag somebody, tag me on Instagram or in this feed, someone that deserves that, okay? But we're only looking for essential workers or first responders at the moment. Of course, people in all, you know, in all backgrounds, in all fields that are working right now are important, but that's who we're gonna highlight at the moment. That includes nurses, doctors, you know, people, you know, your wait staff, people cleaning the restrooms at the airport, flight attendants, pilots, you know, firefighters, I think I mentioned them. And shout out to Michael Solberg Family Wines. Leah, thank you so much for all the wine and continued success with your brand. And thank you so much for being a loving partner and sponsor here. She's one of my good friends, and we love her wine because it pairs with a wine glass. You don't need much, and it's a family brand. It's been around for almost 3 and 4 decades now. Her father started in the late 80s, and she's carrying his legacy on. MichaelSolbergFamilyWines.com. Also, La Casa del Camino. Shout out to La Casa del Camino. Thank you so much for your continued support and you know, partnership on some things. We've got some things brewing. And last but not least, we have oh, wow, there you go. I think we covered it all, you guys. I'm kind of excited that I got it all out, but there's a lot of things happening, and just wanting to hear more from you guys with your stories. Now, let me give you, you know what, let me give you a couple more cities we're going to do. Yes, we're doing Canada. After that, we're doing Europe. We're going all over Europe. It's including London. It's including Spain, Madrid. It's including Venice, Italy. We're also going to Dublin, Ireland, and I believe it's Prague. We're going to Berlin. So we're going all over Europe in April. So if you know anybody in Europe that would like to be in the pandemic film or be featured, you can email us capaquariusmedia@gmail.com, and we will take their photo and maybe even do like a Zoom interview. A Zoom chat first, and then an in-person interview. And we are socially distanced with masks, spaced out. Shout out to Lady Ray J out there in St. Louis. Thank you so much for the simulcast. And you know, guys, I'm excited because in real time, I'm actually finishing my global business degree online during this pandemic. So I'm doing this, and I'm working my businesses, and I'm doing my education all at the same time. And I'm in an entrepreneur class, and it's really great. Shout out to my class. You know who you are. But I'm really picking up some cool things, learning some new things, and relearning some stuff that I already knew. But it's really exciting and empowering to pick those things up and apply them right now in your business. So, you know, now might be the time. If you're feeling a little lug, a little drag, or you're feeling lonely, pick up a class online for your business. Better yourself. Get those tools out. And then by the time this pandemic is done, you'll have something to show for all this time that we're in the house and kind of hunkered down. That was my main goal, and that's what I did and am doing. But everybody's different. But I just thought I'd share that with you because, you know, schools have resources. So if you don't have internet, if you don't, you know, you need a little extra help, going to school right now can really kind of help you meet those needs. And you feel good about learning at any age, right? And if you're an entrepreneur, we're always learning. So I always ask you this every Sunday, but, you know, be good to one another out there, you guys. It's, you know, there's a lot of tensions out there, and we need just be kind to each other. And I ask you every Sunday, what will you start up today? Be well, and I'll see you next weekend. Bye.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.